hide inside a place of chill and pain. A view I didn't earn alone with height. This mountain made of agonizing rain, where every wrong is burned in piercing light. I stand upon my scars to see what's next. A truth I didn't choose, a bitter pill. My lonely soul forever vexed and flexed. Because I didn't climb, I took a spill. From silent sight, I saw the waters rise. I warned them of the coming awful end. They laughed aloud at my prophetic cries. A crazy fool they could not defend. From silent sight, I saw the waters rise. I warned them of the coming awful end. They laughed aloud at my prophetic cries. A crazy fool they could not defend. I tried to make them see the truth I knew. A desperate plea they chose to just ignore. Until the drowning night when very few had found a single lonely living shore. Some years went by, another group showed up. I saw the coming blight, the failed supply. But they would only mock and interrupt. And with a knowing smirk, they passed me by. They didn't hear the words I had to speak. They thought my weary warnings were a joke. Until the spoiled ground began to reek. And all the plans and promises were broke. One final group would finally attend. And write my words a transcript of my grief. But failed to see the story's tragic end. A trust that was unforgivably brief. For in the night a sudden silent raid that killed them all before the day could break. A final bloody awful price was paid. A truly terrible and grim mistake. The fragile pages managed to survive. But my own voice was fading from its prime. So future men could only half derive the fading fractured echoes of my rhyme. I saw a final storm, a weeping sky. I tried to scream a warning of the doom. But not a single soundless word could fly to save them from the cold and waiting tomb. Then certain men with clever cutting lies began to twist the message they had found. They built a brand new faith for willing eyes on what was once my sacred painful ground. They stole my words and used my very name. A prophet's holy bold and cheap disguise to light a brand new terrifying flame and feed the people self-important lies. These frauds made laws from words I never spoke. A hateful, fateful, twisted, broken text. A crown of glass, a cruel and cutting joke. Forever leaving future souls perplexed. They speak no truth, they only sow their doubt. The stolen words they wield like sharpened knives. On things my pain was never all about. To rule the frightened masses in their lives. My mountain is a prison, not a throne. A monument to truth they gaze upon. They carved my weary face in lifeless stone. They worshipped it when all the light was gone. They burn the sage to sanctify the air and spill the blood of those who disagree and offer up a self-important prayer to a cruel god they've made in place of me. My suffering is what they hunger for. A righteous fool to feed their holy quest. They hammered shut salvation's only door and put my fractured warnings to the test. The final irony of bitter grace is knowing how this tragic story ends. The ones who wear my stolen sacred face will make more bitter foes than I made friends. They built their church upon my weary bones to justify the wars they've always fought and fashioned jeweled and consecrated thrones from lessons that my pain had never taught. My agony becomes their holy text, a shield to guard them from their own despair. With every soul my memory has vexed, I breathe a curse into the thinning air. I see the children learning all the hate, reciting lies they think are true and pure. A prophet bound and sealed by his own fate. For sicknesses my truth was meant to cure. The ones who will now claim they speak for me and wear my grief as if it were a crown. A calculated cold hypocrisy as they watch all the world begin to drown. I never asked for kneeling men or claimed to be a holy sage, to be some prophet born again, or to be here to be the one who saves. I only showed what I could see, a broken man who understands, from heights of lonely agony, the coming doom on all our lands. My vengeance was not built on grace, a gift from some ethereal hand. Just this forsaken windswept place, where I could see the dying every man. I never spoke a single word, that taught a man to hate his own, of righteous anger to be stirred. Seeds of bitter conflict sown. My truth was of the coming blight. and not a doctrine to be taught. A simple shield against the night, from lessons I had dearly bought. They needed laws to build their walls, and I became the best excuse to answer fabricated calls for sanctimonious abuse. So do not carve my face in stone and whisper prayers I'll never hear. I am a voice and not a throne, whose only message was a fear. The final truth they will not write is that a man is all I am, who tried to share his fading light before the breaking of the dam. I did not speak of who was saved or who should bear a mark of shame. I only saw how you behaved before the final flood of flame. There is no virtue in my pain. It is a burden, not a gift. A constant agonizing ring that showed a continental drift. I never asked you to be true to my own name or how I fell. I only asked you to see through the coming self-created hell. So do not call your hatred mine, or justify the blood you spill. There is nothing in me divine. I'm just a man upon the hill. I am the proof that you were told, a witness to your own decay, a story tragically grown old that you have chosen to betray.